Winter clothing is being sent to the UN-run Zaatari refugee camp in Jordan to clothe up to 50,000 people who fled the ongoing conflict in neighbouring Syria. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is working with a Japanese NGO and company to ensure that refugees are able to stay warm through the region's harsh winter. After months of preparation, winter clothes are being delivered to a UNHCR warehouse on the outskirts of Amman. Donated by the Japanese retail giant Uniqlo, they'll be distributed among Syrian refugees in the Zaatari refugee camp. 50,000 people in 25,000 households are set to benefit. Life in the camp is tough at the best of times, but winters are particularly challenging. Mohammed Ibrahim is spending his second winter in Zaatari. Like other refugees, he dreads the onset of cold weather.
The winters here are very rough because we are in desert. We have no way of protecting our kids from the bitter cold that we are experiencing, and this is only the start of winter.
Forecasters say this winter is going to be one of the coldest Jordan has seen for decades. Sub-zero temperatures have already been recorded. Warm clothing is not a luxury here, it's a necessity. Like most refugees at Zaatari, Mohammed Ibrahim came here with very little.
We are refugees from Syria. We came with a shirt and trousers, so we have nothing. All we have is the caravan that was given to us by UNHCR and this furniture.
More than 120,000 refugees from the conflict in Syria are now living in Zaatari. Staff at UNHCR's warehouse are working around the clock to prepare the clothes for distribution to them. Tarek Jen is the warehouse manager.
It would be easy for us to pack each box for a man, a woman and five kids. But that would not be fair because some families have 12 people in them and others only have two. So it's not fair for a family of two to take the same as a family of 10 or 12. This is why we do an assessment and we ask every person how many kids they have and we provide for them accordingly so that everyone can get their due.
Convoys of trucks are now arriving at the camp, the first of many. The people who now call this home have been waiting for this day. The trucks and delivery boxes are a welcome sight. The donation is part of a larger winterization campaign at Zaatari, which includes more than 20,000 gas heaters and 36,000 thermo blankets. Small measures that make a big difference to refugees facing a long, harsh winter. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.